KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K6KQV.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8. AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a TL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and whether you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that have chosen to be in and out. If that's you, please call now.
This is.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Sierra, Delta, Lima, Robin Bay City. No traffic, Jerry Randall, and I'll be in and out tonight. 73.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Yankee X-ray uniform, mobile, short time in and out, and no traffic. Location is HYX Airport, Saginaw.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. Dave in Bay County. I will be in and out and no traffic. great. We've got three operators who are in and out. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who would like to announce that they're listening and they wish to be an in and out operator? If so, please call now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to move on to EchoLink. If you're on EchoLink and you wish to check in, please do so now.
This is Kilo 6, Kilo, Quebec, Victor, Hill, Cupertino, California.
Thank you, K6KQD. Again, is there any other EchoLink? Any other EchoLink station that wishes to check in? If so, please call now. All right, moving right along, I'd like to take regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
This is Dave, W-A-D-W, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is N-8-E-U-I, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is
8 Lima, Yankee, Victor, Saginaw Township, South, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Oscar Alpha Rick Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8 Kilo Papa Romeo Bob Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot Ron Saginaw County.
KDATAZ, Mini, Park, no traffic. Okay, at this time, it looks like we have 3-7 regular check-ins. There was someone who was trying to call in. His voice was kind of faint. I've got WADW, N8EUI, TD8MMH, KC8VOA, N8KPR, KC8YVF, TD8TAZ, and there was another individual. If that person could please try to call in now, I'd greatly appreciate it. Can somebody relay that call sign for me?
Randy, it should be, I think, Kilo, let me find it back here again, Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Yankee, Victor. Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Yankee, Victor. Copy?
KC8, net control, say again, I got Kilo Echo 8, and I'm sorry, I didn't get the rest of it.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Yankee, Victor,
KC at YVF, thank you. I've got Kilo Echo 8, Lima Yankee Victor. I will put that person down after KDA PAZ. All right, very good. Starting at the top, WADW, then after Dave, N8EY, Tom. WADW, please go ahead.
Randy, you've got the Echo Link in there. Bill out in Cupertino, California. Get him first and then catch me.
Thanks for the catch, WADW. K6KQV, California, and Echo Link, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy and Annette. This is K6KQV, and good to be here. I know I haven't checked in for a while, but good to be back. Good to hear everybody. Hope everybody's having a good summer back there. Our summer has not been too bad. We've had a few warm days. I think the warmest temperature we've had in our area was 108 with about a 20% humidity, so not too bad. And it does cool off at night, so it makes things tolerable. A lot of bad fires, as you probably heard about. That's the bad part, and a lot of people unfortunately have lost their homes again, and our hearts and prayers sure goes out to them. HF bands have not been too good. We have had some openings on 6 meters. I've been able to work into Hawaii and up into Canada, British Columbia, Manitoba, and Alberta. So 6 meters has been, it's been trying anyway. So that's about it for this time, and back to net control, K6KQV.
Thank you, K6KQV. All right, going back to WADW, then after Dave, N8EY, Tom. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good, Randy. This is WADW. Yeah, it was good to hear Bill and his report there. I thought that it was hot here in the lower 90s, but when you run up over 100, that's a lot different anyway. Thanks for that report, Bill, and thanks for you actually made it feel cooler here for me. That's nice. We've been very, very busy. A lot of stuff going on here. Missed the club meeting on Friday, missed the breakfast. I was almost out the door for the breakfast on Saturday, and then something else came up. So it's been real, real busy week or so, and it's not ending. It looks like this month is pretty much a wash as far as stuff going on. I know that the night out is tomorrow, and I've got other plans. Not sure if I'm going to be able to make that or not, but I got on my list anyway, Ron. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make out. I know we in the past we've done the helped on set up, and then I have to come back for my net, and tomorrow being voting day. I can't rely on my other net control because he works at the polls down in Lansing, so I'm sort of stuck on that one, so I've got to make sure I'm there. A lot of other stuff. I still haven't been doing a lot of radio stuff other than my digital nets. I got to get on and start doing that. That's on the list too. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. It's good to hear that 6 meters is open. I may get when I'm down there, turn on 6 meters and see what I can hear. Anyway, back to you there, Randy. We'll be here for 73 round. WATW back to net control.
Thank you, WADW. Next operator, N8EY, and then KD8MMH. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks. Thanks, Randy. This is Tom, A-E-Q-I. Everybody's doing all right. Talk here. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Another warm day today. Not quite as warm as it was over the weekend. Warm enough, but that's summer. You know, we got, what, beginning of August, so we have some warm weather in September, but a month or so is going to start, I think it's going to start decreasing temperature, get more fall-like as the summer progresses, so take advantage of the weather the way it is. It'll be kind of a busy weekend. First off, it was nice seeing everybody at the Ice Cream Social, and we had some kind of overdid it with the ice cream, but you know, my wife and I don't eat a lot of ice cream, so it was kind of a treat for me. So I kind of overindulged, but it was still good. And then we had the after the club meeting, we had the fantastic project night, and so that was going pretty well. I have one at home here I did over the weekend. Messing around with that, trying to get the hang of the mesh casting system. And then Saturday, my wife and I went to our granddaughter's birthday party. She had a birthday party at the New Midland Community Center. They had a room set aside for her and her friend. She invited. They had a bouncy house and Macy's, and then they had the room walks right over into the pool area, so they were in the pool. So it was like an hour for bouncy house, an hour for pizza, and an hour for the pool. So it was like a 3-hour party. And she had a number of friends of hers that came to the party. She had a good time, and grandparents were there, and uncles and aunts and other family were there, so we had a good time. And that was pretty well it. I haven't been doing a lot of radio lately. I've been busy outside doing things, so but nonetheless, been busy this past weekend, so that's about it for me in this end. I'm going to toss it back and send it around, and until then, I'm going to say, hear everybody else has to say, but anyways, any of you like.
Thank you, N8EUI, our next operator, K8MMH, and then after Mike, KCABOI. Rick, KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Randy. If you want, I think one of your first three check-ins you had there that was your mobile short time in and out, I think one of them was actually mobile and short time if you wanted to go back and check and pick them up.
All right, very good. Is K-E-8-L-Y-D, is that person available? And if so, please go ahead.
Randy, this is Ron. Your mobile short time was Kilo Delta 8 Yankee X-ray uniform. Kilo Delta 8 Yankee X-ray uniform was your short time in and out from Freeland.
Okay. Wow, it's been an interesting evening so far. All right. KE8LYV, please let me put you on hold. KD8YXU, if you're available, please go ahead. Okay, reaching out again, KD8YXU, if you're with us, please go ahead.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
All right, the repeater doesn't count. I'll try KD8YXU a little later, once again. Kind of confusing, but I'm going to go back up to Mike, KD8MMH, and then I'll drop down to KE8LYV. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Okay, KD8AHW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net. I'd like to thank everyone that came out for our monthly club meeting there last Friday night. Had a good meeting, good ice cream social, so thanks to everyone that came out and made a successful evening of our club meeting. And also a big thanks to Ron and Rick for helping out with the Meshtastic bills, too. Got two of the little Meshtastic nodes built up, so thanks, guys, for helping with that. Ron, got a question for you for tomorrow night's National Night Out. I wondered if you had, I don't have any brochures. I wondered if you had brochures. I know Dave NADRL had mentioned that to me, too, at the club meeting Friday, and I had thought that you had some extra brochures for the National Night Out, and also wondered if you needed any of the pamphlet holders that I have here also for tomorrow night. So when it gets around to you for your turn, you can answer those questions for me. Other than that, that's all I've got for this go-around. Randy, thanks for doing the net tonight. KD8MMH, back to net control.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, KE8MMH. I'm going to skip around a little bit. I'm going to try to pick up KE8LYV. If he's available, please go ahead. Our next operator is KCAJOA Rick, and then after Rick, NAKPR Bob.
KCAPOA, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everybody on the net. Tonight I'm one and done, and hopefully everyone is doing well. I just got back from camping from the weekend and had an enjoyable weekend up at Old Archery Campground. And now it's time to unpack and get things cleaned up again. So that's been what I've been doing here lately. So, and then looking forward to tomorrow night. And is there a rain contingency plan? That's one of the questions I have for Ron. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. So 73, KCBOA.
All right, thank you, KCAPOA, our next operator, NAKPR, Bob, then after Bob, KCAYBF, Ron. NAKPR, please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy. Good evening. Good evening to everybody on the net. I was camping over the weekend. Left Thursday evening and got back Sunday afternoon, I guess it was, later in the afternoon, up there with family and friends. Always a good time. And come back home and watered some things, and I just waited to cut grass again. I cut part of it before I left, the part that grows the most, so I didn't have to get the bagger out and bag it, so got that part done. But I spent an hour tonight trying to find I had to renew my ham license, and then I said, well, while I'm at it, I'm going to get a GMRS license too. Anyways, I spent the last hour trying to, not the last hour, but an hour trying to find my license, something I can print off. Well, actually, I can't print anything off right now because I haven't had Wi-Fi for 2 months, but should have it back by Thursday. And but maybe Ron can tell me. They said there's supposed to be something in the email. Well, I checked all my emails. I checked my AOL account. I checked my Gmail account, and I checked my spam folders. I checked old mail, and nothing from the FCC other than account validation. You know, where they send you code validation, whatever, when you get in there. That's the only thing I found. So maybe Ryan can explain to me how I go about finding my license so I can print it off when I finally do get internet again. The company is horrible. But anyways, back to you, Randy, and Nick Control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR, our next operator, KC8YVF, and then after Ron, KD8PAZ, Mini. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
All right, Randy, everyone on the net tonight. Mike, I will call you after the net. Yes to both of your questions. So the questions that you had, yes to both of those, but I'll call you after the net because I've got a couple more other things as far as that. And Bob, basically you have to go on to, and I'll help you after the net as well, you have to log in to your account on the FCC licensing page. You will not receive anything other than an acknowledgement. You will not receive your license in an email. You will not receive it in paper. Mailed to you, that doesn't happen anymore. You have to log into your account on the FCC licensing page and then go to your account. Once you're in your account, you can print your GMRS license. You can print your ham license. So you can do an unofficial copy by not logging in, but you can do an official copy when you log into your account, and that's the only way to get a print copy or an electronic copy of either one of your licenses is by logging into your account and printing them out or saving the file to your computer from there. So, all right, let me break for a second. Anyhow, week was busy, work week at least, over the weekend. Saturday, did some chores around the house, clean, did little odds and ends that I kind of come across because I needed them, some things I had to fix. Saturday afternoon evening was my 50th year high school class reunion. So we had about 70, 75 of us that were that participated. We were down at the Flushing Golf Club in Flushing is where it was held at. I had a real good time. Saw some people I haven't seen literally in 50 years. Some of them I haven't seen in 4 or 5 years. So it was a good time to, look at faces and a name tag and say, oh, my God, I remember you, one of those things. But they had a good time, had a good dinner, had some trivia questions afterwards, a little high school Jeopardy type of program that was real interesting. That was a lot of fun there, too. So they had a good time there. Sunday, did work around the house again, still working on my floors. I got some more filling the cracks and holes and things and sanding. I still got a little bit more to go there, and then I'll be on to the finished sanding and then finally get it completed. So that's planned for Labor Day weekend, so I'll be laboring on Labor Day weekend. National Night Out. There is no contingency planned for rain. Let's just hope it doesn't rain. It will go on rain or shine tomorrow night. So we will have the county trailer out there. I am bringing an easy up, as I always do, a 6-foot table, banner for the front of that. I have plenty of brochures. I ordered some about a year ago and got a bunch of brochures in. Mike, I do need the brochure holders, as many as you've got, because I got about 20 or 30 different kinds. Well, not that many. Probably a good dozen or so different brochures over the years that I've got to do that. If you have any old QST magazines that you want to hand out, bring those as well. But I'll have at least that out there. Set up is at 5. It begins at about 6 o'clock and runs about 8:30. Once the helicopters leave, if we do get any tomorrow, depending on the weather, but supposed to have rain overnight and into the morning, it's supposed to clear up for the evening. So as of right now, I'll check the 11 o'clock weather report, but as of right now, we're supposed to be good for tomorrow night. Cross our fingers, the weatherman isn't wrong on this one. So that's what I got at least for this go-round, Randy. I'll catch you on the 73-round KC8YVF.
Thank you, KCAYVF. Our next operator is KD8PAZ Mini. And then once again, I'm going to try to check in KD8YXU if that person's still available. KD8PAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8PHW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. Anyway, not doing too much, staying inside. Haven't been able to do too much with my back and stuff bothering me. So I did make it to the meeting Friday night and to breakfast Saturday morning. So other than that, I've been staying home. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ, KD8YXU. If you're available, please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I missed you guys trying to go around in the middle of something here. KD8YXU, Josh, HYX Airport, Saginaw. Not a whole lot to add. I haven't checked into this net in quite a while. I just got my ham radio license renewed about a week or so ago. I let it lapse on accident. But got that back, and enjoying summer, doing a lot of camping. Just did an 800-mile motorcycle camp trip last weekend. We went up to the UP, up from Bois Blanc Island, stayed the night there, all the way over to Manistique and Munising area, all off-road and back roads and whatnot. So it was a blast. Girlfriend and I went, And then tonight, just working on the camper and trying to figure out what radio to put in the camper for 2 meters when we go up to the UP again. So not a whole lot to add. I'll try to be a regular here on the net if I can remember. Cade YXU, Josh, back to net control, 73.
Okay, KDAYXU, thanks for joining us. Starting at the top, we're going to go to Echolink. If K6KQV is available, then after that operator, we go back to WADW. So, K6KQV, please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy. This is K6KQV. Well, it's been a real pleasure to be in here with everybody, and sounds like everybody's having a good day so far. So I wish everybody a good day and a good week ahead, and hopefully those summer storms won't be too bad for you back there. So hopefully see you next time, 73, and back to net, A6KQV.
Thank you for joining us, K6KQV. This is KEAAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, going back to regular check-ins at the top, WADW and then NAEY, Tom. WADW, Dave, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. K-E-8-A-H-W-W-A-D-W. I don't have a whole lot more for the net. We stay cool if you can. I know we've been we're a little warm here for some reason. The air conditioner stopped working a little bit ago. I think I got it back working, but it's going to take a while for it to catch back up. It's been probably working most of the day with the higher heat and the humidity, but got my fingers crossed it's working now. I can actually feel some cool air coming off the duct, so we'll see what happens. If not, the repairman will be here tomorrow. Hi. So anyway, thanks for 73s, because thanks for doing that there, Randy. Catch everyone down along. KE8AHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, N8EY, and then KD8MMH. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much again. This is N8EY. Not much else. I think I'll just send it back to you. I hope to see some of you tomorrow night. National night out, so hopefully the rain will hold off and it's not a washout, so hopefully be a good night for everybody. So. Okay, anyways, this is NAEY, seeing 73, and everybody have a good week.
Thank you, NAEY, our next operator, KD8MMH, and then NAKPR. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Okay, KD8AHW, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Randy. Don't really have a lot to add for this go-around. Ron, I'll just be sitting here waiting for your call then to talk more about tomorrow night. And other than that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. Hope to see some of you out at the National Night Out tomorrow night. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy.
Okay, thank you, KD8MMH. Next operator, NAKPR, Bob. And then back to Ron, KC8YDF. NAKPR, please go ahead.
All right. Where's this thing at tomorrow night? I usually go to, if the weather's nice, you know, if it's not windy and it's not excessively hot, whatnot, I usually go out to the airfield here in Frankenmuth. Actually, I think it's Bertrand, but can fly airplanes, you know, RC airplanes with the guys. Tuesday night is kind of like a night that we all get out there together. You can fly out there anytime you want to, but Tuesday is just kind of like, okay, if everybody's going to be out there Tuesday. You know, just kind of a meeting night. Sort of like a golf date, I guess. But let me know where that's at. And just in case the weather isn't cooperative, you know, so I may join you guys. And I'll stick around after the net, Ron. I appreciate it. Because I'm just, today with the computers, me and computers, you know, usually it's not awful, but I have, like I said, I haven't had Wi-Fi in 2 months, and I'm not even back to like Thursday. I had to go to another company, and yeah, it's a fiasco. But anyways, I had to go to the library to get something printed off, because I hooked the computer up to the printer, you know, with a wire and cable, and I couldn't, I messed around with it for an hour, I couldn't get it to work, so I ended up having to go, you know, download it to a stick and take it to the library and print it off. 25 cents a page, oh boy, good thing it was only a couple of pages. But with that said, I'll stick around after that for you, Ron, I appreciate it. And thanks for doing that, Randy. 73's there, buddy, have a great night, great week. Back in that control, NAKPR.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, NAKPR, the next operator, KCAYVF, Ron, then after Ron, KEALYV. KCAYVF, please go ahead.
All right, Randy. Bob, for those of you who don't know, the National Night Out is held at the Saginaw Township Soccer Field. That is on McCarty Road between Bay Road and Mackinac. So Bay Road and Mackinac are the cross streets. It's on McCarty Road. You can't miss it. If you're there, you're going to see a bunch of police cars, fire trucks, ambulances, all sorts of public service, emergency service type of equipment. Just looking at the update as of right now, it says showers mainly before 2 p.m. There is a 90% chance between a half and three-quarters of an inch of rain possible. For the evening, there is a chance of showers before 8 a.m. This runs between 6 and 9. There is a 30% chance, so hopefully we can get it in okay with a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Sure don't want the thunderstorms, that's for sure, because they'll have aerial trucks up in the air and all sorts of other things. They also won't bring in any helicopters if that's the case as well, and that's always a big draw for the event. So cross our fingers, we stay dry after 2 p.m., and we can get this done with. For me, rest of the week, I had today off from work. We had our windows put in, so all of the windows are now in the house, and they're in the process of finishing. They will be back tomorrow to finish. They got interior trim work to do and exterior trim work as well. So at least we have the new windows in the house. They're all sealed up, and they just have to finish the trim work around the house as well. So everything looks pretty good. There was two guys that did it. They had all the windows out and all the new windows in by like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we're working on doing some of the trim out at least. So that's good. They finished up my family room, so I was able to get that put back together. Also our bedroom, so that's back together. So we got a place to sleep tonight, and we'll watch a little TV tonight as well. So that's what I've got. Thanks, Randy, for doing the net. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. All right. Hopefully our other operators here, K8LYV, if you're with us, please go ahead. right, looks like we've lost KE8LYV. Moving on to KD8TAZ, and then back to Josh, KD8YXU. KD8TAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KD8PAZ. Well, not too much more to say. I hope everybody has a good night at National Night Out tomorrow night. Anyway, and I hope there's a good turnout for voting tomorrow, so everybody get out and vote. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator, KD8YXU, Josh, if you're ready, please go ahead.
Hey, KD8YXU, Josh. Yeah, not a whole lot more to add here. Just kind of listening and hear about that event that's tomorrow. And unfortunately, I probably won't be able to make that. I'll be out here working at the airport. So, with that said, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. It's good hearing everyone in there, and we'll say 73. Have a good week, guys. KD8YXU.
Thank you, KD8YXU. This is KEAAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. At this time, is there anyone else who'd like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If you're that person, please call now.
KF8BLX. Kilo 5 Strat 8, Bravo Lima X-Ray. Just wanted to get on the books tonight, guys. Thanks, and 73 to everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you, KEAPLX. Again, is there anyone else? Anyone else who'd like to join the net tonight? If so, please call now. Well, I kind of thought KD8SWR might show up, Jeff, but not tonight. Okay. Are there any closing comments or announcements for tonight's net?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay. Hearing no other operator comment? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 15 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KEAAHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3 to everybody. Have a great night. May God bless.
NAKPR, this is KCYVF.
Go ahead, Ron, it's NAKPR.
All right, the easiest way to look at what licenses you have and to print out a reference copy, either print it out on a printer or save a copy, an electronic copy, if you look up or go to the Universal Licensing System for the FCC. In Google, I just type in FCC license search. The first thing that comes up on the page is the FCC Universal Licensing System. I click on that, and it brings up the main page. Now, once you bring that up, the main page in the center, it says license search. You want to search by your FRN number, not by your call sign. This way you'll be able to see both your call signs for your GMRS and your ham license. So there's a little pull-down menu. It defaults to search by call sign. If you click on the little pull-down menu, you can say search by FRN. So you'll need to know your FRN number.
Once you type your FRN number in and you click search, it will bring up the search results for that FRN number, and for me, it shows my ham license of KC8YVF. It shows my GMRS license of WSAU419. If I want to print a copy of or save a copy of my license, I will click on one of those. So if I click on KC8YVF, it will bring up my KC8YVF information. And across the top of the page, it will have some choices, and one says reference copy. You click on the reference copy, and it will download a copy of your license for your ham license. If you click on it from your FRN number, your GMRS license, it'll do the same thing. It'll bring up your GMRS information, and across the top it says reference copy. You click on that, and it will download a copy of your GMRS license. You can then open those up in a PDF file. Those are both PDF files. They'll be saved to your computer automatically, typically in your download folder. And then you can open them up with Adobe Acrobat, the standard PDF program. Or if you don't have it, it'll generally open it up in a web page, or it'll open it up in a Word document. There's several things that will open up that type of document, but usually it's the Adobe Reader is what they open up for that. So that way you can see and you can print out all of your information. So do it by your FRN number, search on your FRN, and then you'll see all of your license information associated with that number.
Well, Ryan, that was a lot of information all at once. Okay. I had the license search, and it took me into Google, and I got to license search, Federal Communications Commission. Is that what I want?
That is correct.
Okay, I clicked on that. Now I am at, do I search by call sign?
Negative. You want to search your FRN number.
Okay, that's right. I don't. Okay, well, let me download. Okay, there's FRN. Okay.
So from the license search page in the center there where it says license search, it says by call sign. Change that, click on the little down arrow next to by call sign, and change that to by FRN. And then type your FRN number in that white box and click search.
Yep, I hit the down arrow, I said FRN number, so I'm typing that in right now.
Yeah, it takes a while to run these searches. I don't know for, there must be a whole lot of stuff in there, but yeah, it can take a minute or two to do that search.
Okay, I typed it in and hit the search button. And it keeps going.
All right, once it's completed the search, like I said, you should come up with a page that says search results, and then in there should be, for you, two call signs, one as your ham radio call sign, and one as your GMRS call sign.
Okay, I got them. NAKPR, and I have Whiskey Sierra Delta Sierra 447. Apparently that's my GMRS call sign. I have to come up with something for that one. But you know, okay, I got that far. And then if you click on them, you can it just shows you the license and you can print it off. Is that correct?
That's correct. Go ahead and click on your call sign, your regular ham radio call sign, and it'll bring up your amateur radio page. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, we got that. And, okay, it's, there's a whole bunch of different information on here, but, radio service HA, regular expiration date, 10 years from now, operator class advanced, previous call sign, KB8, GKU, is this a page I would print out, or is there something else?
Yes, sir. Look at the top of the page. You'll see under where it says amateur license and your call sign and name, you'll see some options underneath there. One says reference copy. If you click on reference copy, it will download a copy of your license to your computer.
Okay, I did see that reference copy.
Then once it downloads that to your computer, you can hit the back button on your browser, and it will take you back to your license search page, and then you can do the same thing for your GMRS license. Click on your GMRS license. It'll give you all their license information. Click on reference copy there, and it will download a reference copy of your GMRS license. Those you can have on your computer. If you got a printer, you can then print them out, and those are your reference copies of your two licenses that you have.
That's pretty cool. I don't know how you figured that out, but I download my operator or my amateur radio one, and I just download my GMRS. You're a wealth of information, Ron. I appreciate your help. And I remember saying last week how I got such a horrible reading on my antenna, my GMRS antenna, base antenna. And it's been such a long time since I used my antenna analyzer that I didn't realize there's two. I have two connections on top of it. One's for 1.8 to 300 megahertz, the other one's 300 megahertz to 500 megahertz, and I had this on the wrong one. Once I shifted it over to the other, to the right correct one, it was right around 1.5 to 1, so that's pretty good. But again, Ron, I appreciate your help. Thanks so much.
No, Bob, no problem. Just FYI, you cannot change your GMRS license. The assigned, there is no vanity calls or anything for GMRS, so that's the number you are stuck with. Just like me, mine is WSAU419, so try and remember that one. I have to keep a copy of it with me if I get on GMRS. I don't remember that. I've memorized my, my ham call, but I haven't quite remembered my GMRS because I don't use it on a regular basis, so you're stuck with that one. Ham calls, you got a lot more freedom with being able to get a vanity call, but GMRS is a lot more restricted. So good luck, 73 to you. We'll talk to you later. I got to give Mike a quick call, then I got to get to bed. I got to be in work at 7 o'clock because I got to be out by 3:30. Go vote and then be over the town or over at the soccer field by before 5 to get set up for tomorrow night. So be a long day. It'll be a 5:30 to about 10 o'clock day tomorrow. So we'll talk to you later, KC8YVF.
Thanks again so much, Ron. I really appreciate your help. And if flying weather isn't good tomorrow, I'll stop out that way and see what's going on, partake of the festivities there. So thanks again, my friend. This is NAKPR. Clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.